I mean, what can he not hit over the wall? It's like he's playing batting practice every game that he gets into. It's a home run every other game, it feels like. Actually, it is almost a home run every other game, as this one's hit on the ground over towards the left side of the infield. Picked up at shortstop, throw over to first, not in time. Infield single for Landon Gaz, deep in that shortstop spot. And over there, it was just deep enough for Lancaster not to get the throw. He made it close, though, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr., with two outs and a runner on first base. Now, Clayton has had a few well-hit balls this season, but he is looking for his first home run of the year. He, though, does not tend to pull the baseball. More of a central ball hitter. He aims it towards middle infield and center field as he swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And so that's kind of the difference that you notice from a guy like Clayton versus Junior Barajas. Clayton's still got a ton of power, but he doesn't pull. Makes it a lot more difficult to leave the park. 0-1 the count on the way. It misses to the outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Clayton in this game is 1-for-2. He grounded into a fielder's choice last inning in the fourth, and last night in the third inning, he had his first hit of the game. It was a single. Both times that he came up, he was stranded at third base. 1-1 the count with Gaz on first. Pitch on the way. It hits the lower outside edge for strike number two. 1-2 the count. And Clayton from Cal State Northridge trying to get on base some way here. And over there on first, Landon Gaz keeps the hit streak alive. 1-2 count. Misses upstairs for ball number two. 2-2 the count. And Clayton, man, he really struggled early in the season, and trying to turn things around, he has done a lot better of a job seeing pitches as of late. The strikeout problem has been standing out for him, and a 2-2 count is grounded over there towards third. It'll be a 5-4 putout, fielder's choice to end the fifth. So Rafters do manage two runs there thanks to the home run from Junior Barajas, his team-leading fifth of the season, and they score the two runs on two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one on base. We head to the top of the sixth. It's 9-3 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Now into the sixth inning, and I think that means that it's time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here around the Northwoods League. There's a couple of games that have been started today, but we didn't get to look at the board yesterday, so we'll look across all of the final scores from yesterday and last night here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Glad to have you along for the ride as the Rafters look for a comeback, and it's going to take a lot here. Down 9-3 in the top of the sixth. Colin Hilmes leading off for the Rockers, and the first pitch to him misses near the feet for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Hilmes, left-handed hitting catcher, is 1-for-2 on the game. He singled back in the third inning and grounded out 4-3 in the fourth. Reached on catcher's interference in the first, and the 1-0 count to him misses high for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Bonacetta looking to carry over what he did in that fifth inning, minus the run allowed. Generally did a good job of not allowing base runners, but one did come across to score. It's his third inning for the Rafters today, and the 2-0 count hits the outside edge, called for strike number one. 2-1 to Hilmes. Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard from yesterday's games, Wausau won 7-2 in game number one against Madison. Over in Kalamazoo, it was a 9-5 Growlers victory over the Battle Jacks. Now Buonasetta on the mound. Pitches the 2-1 count. It's a fly ball out towards left field on the run. Beauchesne trying to track it down near the foul line, and he will make the catch on the run for out number one. Brings up Joe Manella to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the sixth. 9-3 Rockers. Manella, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Buonasetta. Manella 0-for-3 on the game, but he does have an RBI. He had an RBI ground out back in the fourth inning. It was 5-3. That was his last time up. Base is empty here, and he'll look to get on base. Righty-righty matchup with Buonasetta, and the first pitch on the way misses outside for ball number one. Continuing with the scoreboard, in La Crosse, it was an 11-7 Loggers victory over the Border Cats. In Duluth, a 6-1 Huskies victory over the Larks. In Waterloo, it was a 2-1 St. Cloud visiting victory. 1-0 the count to Manella, and he fouls it back to bring it 1-1. Over in Wilmer, it was a 12-2 Stingers win over the Big Sticks. In Mankato, a 10-9 Moondogs victory over the Hot Talks. In Rochester, it was a 6-3 Express victory. In Lakeshore, it was a 15-14 11-inning game that the Dock Spiders took down the Chinooks in. 1-1 the count to Manella, and the pitch here is a little upstairs for ball two. 2-1 the count now to Manella. Over in Rockford, that game had been suspended, and so that game is currently in action. Kenosha hosting Royal Oak. It was tied 13-13 and rescheduled for today as the 2-1 count hits the lower outside corner for strike number two. Now 2-2 the count. Same deal with the second game of Wausau hosting Madison. And Kenosha, it was a game that was rescheduled after also being rescheduled from earlier in the year. 2-2 the count, misses outside for ball number three. Full count to Manella. Base is still empty here in the top of the sixth. Rafters down six runs. But those two rescheduled games have resumed, and in Rockford, it's a 2-1 Rivets lead against Traverse City in the top of the second right now. In Madison, it's the top of the first inning. The Mallards hosting the Woodchucks at home versus that game was originally supposed to be played in Wausau. 3-2 the count to Joe Manella. And the pitch on the way, this one's hit well out towards center field, but Clayton is there. He'll run up on it and make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the sixth inning for Buonasetta, and he's looking to get out of this one without much of a problem. We'll see if he can, though. Over in Kenosha, that game, of course, it is late in the game. It's tied 13-13 between the Kingfish and the Leprechauns, and so that one won't start for an hour and a half still. That'll be the next game that gets started along with Battle Creek, both of those starting at 5:35 p.m. So only a couple of games that we're keeping an eye on now, and we'll bring you back into Rafters baseball as now at the plate, the right-handed hitting David Bayania takes the first pitch well outside for ball number one, missed and went to the backstop. This is Bayania's first plate appearance of the game after Parker Martin sustained a leg injury by a hit-by-pitch back in the fourth. Bayania came in as a pinch runner, but he was stuck at first base. 1-0 the count. And the pitch from Buonasetta coming home hits the outside edge for strike number one. 1-1 the count. So Bionia comes in after Martin went 2-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Martin scored a run and had a double as well. Bionia this season batting 267 with a home run and 14 RBIs. 1-1 the count is a grounder towards third. Harper is there. He'll take a couple steps, throw it to first, and that was very textbook from Eric Harper as he records out number three. Three up, three down in the sixth, and A.J. Buonasetta, his first shutout inning as a Rafter. There we go. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafter's still down six, but they just got to score a couple of runs. Got to keep getting chunks. We'll see if they can when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Now in the bottom of the sixth inning, the Rafters down 9-3 here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us and hope that you're having a great day. It's a fun one here at Witter Field. A little bit muggy and, well, the cloud's still over the sky, and Jake Beauchesne at the plate takes the first pitch on the lower part of the zone for strike number one, an 0-1 count. But you know what? The Rafters have a little bit of momentum. Can't say that they've had that as of late, but hoping that the offense can keep it rolling as the 0-1 misses low for ball one. 1-1 the count to Jake Beauchesne, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Keaton Baird still working. 1-1 count is called for a strike to bring it 1-2. Baird up over 60 pitches in the game. Came in to relieve Maddox Long. A.J. Buonasetta on the mound for the Rafters. He went three complete and threw 55 pitches as this one is hit high in the air out towards left field. And under it is the left fielder Daniel, who makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the sixth inning, and we'll see how long Baird ends up going. That was his third inning of work. He came in to start the game today. However, of course, it was a resumption from the suspended game last night. That's why we've got a doubleheader. Not initially scheduled, but on the plans for today, and the Rafters taking on the Green Bay Rockers. Trying to get back in the win column. They're down six. And Kareem Arusovic at the plate takes the first pitch for strike number one. 0-1 the count on Arusovic. 1-for-3 on the game, but today specifically he's 1-for-1 as he swings and misses at that pitch and brings it 0-2. He had the RBI in the fourth inning. With the bases loaded, it was a single he was able to reach first on, and that was the first run the Rafters scored. 0-2 the count. It's fouled back to keep it 0-2, and Arusovic fighting to stay alive. Jake Beauchesne flew out to left field to start off the sixth inning. The Rafters scored two runs in the fifth and one run in the fourth. That's how they've got their three. The Rockers scored 5 runs in the third inning, 3 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. Grounder towards the right side. That sneaks on through into right field. Second hit of the game for Kareem Arusovic. And he ends up on first base with a 1-out base hit. Brings up Carson McIntyre to the plate with 1 on and 1 out in the bottom of the sixth. 9-3, the lead for Green Bay. McIntyre, the right-handed hitting right fielder. This is his third plate appearance of the day and fourth of the game. He is 0-for-3 in the game with 2 strikeouts. Snap throw back to first after the pitch missed for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And McIntyre, both times were strikeout swinging. And on limited pitches as well. 3 pitches in the third inning and 4 pitches in the fourth inning. Hoping to see an extended at-bat, and he takes that one right down the middle for strike number one. And McIntyre, he kind of looks like, man, I should have swung at that one. Shrugs the shoulders a bit, but gets back into the batter's box now. 1-1 the count. Arusovic over on first base, he's been on first 3 times this game. 0-1 the count to McIntyre. It's off the end of the bat. Flared foul and should reach out of play. It does. Bounces off the roof. And the count now 1-2. So McIntyre down to his last strike here. And, well, he's been good this season for the Rafters. And he's coming off of a very big game just 2 nights ago. But he was stopped mid-plate appearance when the rain came yesterday night. 1-2 the count. Swing and a miss here. It's his third strikeout of the day. And it brings up Eric Harper with 2 away and a runner on first in the bottom of the sixth. Still a 6-run Green Bay lead. And Harper, the right-handed hitting third baseman, I tell you what, he smoked one towards center field back in the fifth inning. But it was caught at the warning track by David Mizza. We'll see if he can get one out here, or at least get a hit, and he swings and misses at the first one. 0-1 the count. He certainly got the power to send one out. He showed it off in college, and he's already shown one off here. He got his first home run of the season just a couple nights ago in the earlier doubleheader as the 0-1 to Harper misses away for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Harper, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. The 1-1 on the way home. It's outside for ball two. 2-1 the count. Arusovic not really showing that he's trying to steal over there. And he's not a slow runner, even though he's not very aggressive on the base paths. Arusovic, this is his 6th game for the Rafters. He has stolen no bases, no attempts yet, as this one is fouled back by Harper to make it 2-2. And Eric Harper, though, is about the opposite way. Man, he's trying to show off that speed every time that he gets the chance to. Real quick runner for the Rafters, but he also has power. Talk about 40-40 guys in the MLB. Harper certainly has the assets for it. As here's one out towards right center field, and that gets down for a hit. Into right field, and Harper is rounding for second, and here's a catch-up in center field, and that's going to allow Arusovic on the way home. It's an RBI double for Eric Harper, and he makes it a 5-run game in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters slowly working back into this one, and that's what they've got to do. You just got to go play by play to see if you can work back into it. You're not going to get it all at once, and Eric Harper able to work a run across for the Rafters. There was a little bit of a tangle up in right center field there. Right fielder Kaysen Consarania had the ball, and then the center fielder David Mizza running over to it kind of made contact with him before the throw came off, which did allow Arusovic to score from third. Now at the plate, Madden Akko swings and fouls one into the dirt. Back behind home plate, it's an 0-1 count. Akko 0-for-3 on the game, but he hasn't struck out yet. He's put everyone into play, and well, that's one of the things that he's best at. Madden Akko, 16 strikeouts on the season, but over 102 at-bats. Make it 105 now after he's had 3 at-bats in this game. 0-1 count on the way home, misses outside to bring it 1-1. So Akko strikes out under 15% of the time. That's not a bad clip for a strikeout percentage. 1-1 the count with the runner on second and two away. Baird looking to keep going into this game, and this one's down the left field line, reaching foul, and it will bounce in foul territory to bring the count 1-2. That was right there down the line. Akko just needs to straighten it up a tad bit more. Could have been an RBI. Eric Harper, speedy guy. He already showed off the wheels, taking off for second no matter what on a ball that was hit to right field and picked up before it even bounced back to the wall. 1-2 the count on the way home, and this one is ripped and over the glove of the leaping third baseman. Harper is rounding third, steps on the bag, no throw coming in, and Harper is easily in. An RBI single for Eric Harper. It's now a four-run game in the bottom of the sixth. The Rafters getting a bit of a two-out rally going. Madden Akko picking up the RBI. It's his first RBI of the game. And it brings up Hayden Carlson, but before that, there will be a mound visit from Green Bay. They want to talk things over with Keaton Baird to make sure that he's good to go. 9-5, the lead for the Rockers, and the Rafters trying to get back into this one. At the plate, it's the right-handed hitting Hayden Carlson, the shortstop for the Rafters, and he's been off to a hot start this year for Wisconsin Rapids. Trying to keep it going, and that was a rather quick mound visit as Green Bay goes back to their dugout. Carlson up at the plate, and Mac Yarbrough warming up in the bullpen for the Rockers. Carlson in this game is 1-for-2 with a walk. He scored two runs for the Rafters with a five that have come across to score. First pitch on the way is taken below the zone for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Carlson grounded out 4-3 back in the second inning, but that was last night. Today, he's reached base both times. Single in the fourth and a walk in the fifth. 1-0 the count on the way home, swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and the Rafters trailed this game 9-1 entering the bottom of the fifth inning. So exactly halfway through, they were down 9-1. They've cut that deficit in half. Now here in the bottom of the sixth. Over on first, Madden Akko. Tempting the throw, but not going to get it. Now hit into left field, and that one gets on through. Hayden Carlson is second hit of the game. And the Rafters continue rolling along here. That's three straight hits for the Rafters. Carlson on first base, Akko on second. And it brings up Junior Barajas. And with that, it will do it for Keaton Baird's night. So Keaton Baird throws 82 pitches in this game, and he is taken out. So that means we are going to go ahead and hit a quick break. And when we come back, it's more Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together. We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And the top of the... the bottom of the sixth inning coming your way here from WFHR. The Rafters still down on the scoreboard 9-5, but they've been putting on a bit of a rally. They've scored four unanswered runs to cut the deficit in half, and now they've got runners on first and second, which means the tying runner is on deck for Wisconsin Rapids. New pitcher into the game, it's Mac Yarbrough. And two away. Rafters trying to get a two-out rally going. First pitch to Barajas is taken upstairs for ball number one. Barajas, one for one on the game, and he came in after Lachlan Maude was substituted back in the first couple of innings. Maude, he was playing last night, but the suspension took him out of the game as that one hits the lower outside corner right there. I mean, whew. It's a beautiful pitch from Mac Yarbrough. 1-1 the count. Put it on a pinpoint. Rafters have Hayden Carlson on first. Mananaco on second. 1-1 count. Grounded towards first, but foul to bring it 1-2. And Junior Barajas, the left-handed hitting catcher, is 1-for-1. It was a home run back in the fifth inning. A two-run, no-doubt shot to right field. That was his fifth home run of the season. RBIs 13 and 14 for him. Looking for more. 1-2 the count. Yarbrough brings the pitch home. It's taken away for ball number two. Now 2-2, and Barajas wanted that one, but a smart decision to lay off of it. I mean, Junior Barajas, what can you not say about this guy? From Saddleback College, a commit to UC Irvine this upcoming season. And the 2-2 count misses away for ball number three. It's now a full count. And once again, Barajas just going to try and get on base here because Landon Gaz coming up next. He certainly has what it takes to clear the bases. 3-2 the count to Barajas. And a pickoff move back towards second, but no throw goes down as it will stay in the glove of Mac Yarbrough. Barajas also was hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. And the 3-2 count. Yarbrough looking back to second a couple of times. Here's the payoff, and that's going to hit Barajas. Second hit by pitch of the game for him, and you could tell he is not happy about that one. Well, if there is a guy to hit, I tell you what, it's it sucks, but it's a smart decision. I tell you what. Barajas could have made this a one-run game with one swing. Now it remains a four-run Rockers lead. However, Landon Gaz can certainly do damage himself. And the bases are loaded, which means that a home run would tie this thing at 9-9. Bottom of the sixth inning, two outs, and Gaz into maybe the biggest plate appearance he's had as a Rafter. First pitch on the way is in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. He is 1-for-3 on the game. He singled back in the fifth inning. Looking for hit number two, and it would be huge for the Rafters. 0-1 the count. Fouled back. 0-2. So Gaz going to be working from down two pitches in the count. Two away, and on first base, it's Junior Barajas. On second, it's Hayden Carlson. And on third, it's Madden Akko. Both Eric Harper and Kareem Arusovic scored earlier in the inning. The Rafters four hits in this frame. All four of them have come off of Keaton Baird. Yarbrough looking to work out of it. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. And the Rafters have left them loaded for the third time this game. The Rafters just get the two runs on the four hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left three on base. They've left a runner on in all six innings so far and have totaled 12 left on base through six. Hopefully they can send them home the next time up, but they're going to have to get the pitchers going here in the top of the seventh. It's 9-5 Rockers when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. Especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's a 9-5 Rockers lead in the top of the seventh, and after a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning for A.J. Buonasetta, he is back out here for the Rafters despite his pitch count up to 55 on the game. Yes, just like that song, 55! Oh, yeah. I don't know, I'm feeling it today. I'm feeling good about the way that Buonasetta's looked. Hopefully he can keep it rolling here into the top of the seventh and make these pitches ring like music. First pitch on the way to Zage Lancaster. It's a bunt down the third baseline, and a little bit of confusion there between Buonasetta and Junior Barajas. Neither of them knew who was going to pick it up, and it just sat there on the ground. A bunt single from Zage Lancaster to lead off the seventh inning. Well, that's not necessarily a pitching problem as much as it is a communication error for the Rafters. So Buonasetta now going to hope to regroup with Kaysen Consarina at the plate, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Runner on first is Lancaster. He's a speedy guy, and he's taken off here. Pitches in, the throw down, and it bounced a couple of times, which took off some heat from the throw. A stolen base from Lancaster, and all of a sudden, he's in scoring position with nobody out and an 0-1 count to Consarina. Still a 9-5 Rockers lead, and Buonasetta hoping to keep it at that, but going to have a tough task as the right-hander he will face. 0-1 count is just high for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Consarina 0-3 in the game. Flew out to center field back in the fifth inning. That's his only plate appearance today, but he went 0-2 in the game last night before it was suspended. 1-1 the count on the way home. It's hit to the right side and sneaks on through into right field. Running up on it is the right fielder, and McIntyre will keep it in his hand as no throw comes. It's an RBI for Consarina. A single for him makes it 10-5 Rockers here in the top of the seventh. Well, maybe I spoke too soon on the pitching from A.J. Buonasetta. Brings up David Miza to the plate with a runner on first base and nobody out in the top of the seventh. And Buonasetta brings the pitch home, and showing bunt, it's taken for strike number one from David Miza. Miza, the left-handed hitting center fielder, up for the fourth time this game. He is 0-2. Two strikeouts and a walk. Well, that's two of the three true outcomes, as here's a snap throw back to first from Barajas, but no tag applied by Gaz, and the count moves to 1-1. Three true outcomes, a home run, a walk, and a strikeout. Miza's got the walks and the strikeouts. Two strikeouts, one walk in the game, and certainly takes his pitches as well. One and one the count. Buonasetta on the mound. Runner sneaking off, but not going to go. Throw comes down, and it's picked up by Carlson, but there was no runner there. Consarina looked like he was about to take off, and it messed with Junior Barajas. He saw the jolt from Consarina, but he did not end up going, but it still forced the throw down. Two and one the count now to Miza. Lefty-righty matchup. Consarina still on first. Nobody out in the top of the seventh, and this one is well hit towards right field, but McIntyre is there. He'll make the catch and throw it on in as the runner stays on first base. So out number one in the seventh inning, and it brings up Eric John with one away and one on in the top of the seventh. 10-5, the Rockers lead, and John, the right-handed hitting third baseman for the Rockers. John, his last time up, flew out to left field back in the fifth inning. He's 0-for-2 in the game, but with two walks. Runner on first base gets caught in a pickle. Great pickoff move from Buonasetta. Now thrown back towards shortstop. Carlson is there, throws it to Gaz, who makes the tag, and that is out number two. Goes 1-3-6-3 on the caught stealing. And that is out number two. Bases are empty in the top of the seventh now. No pitch has been thrown to John just yet. Still a five-run Rockers lead, and Buonasetta hoping to keep it at that. Pitch on the way home. It's outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Buonasetta has certainly found a little bit more confidence in this game than his previous ones. Even though the stat line doesn't really show it, you can clearly tell a different man on the mound than his first couple of outings. 1-0 the count, gets a big swing and a miss for strike number one. And really, these past couple of innings have really given me confidence in him. Went three up, three down in the sixth. In the fifth inning, he allowed just two base runners, although a stolen base has certainly been a problem for him. But he shows off that he's able to make the pickoff moves when need be. Just right there. 1-1 the count now to John, and it misses away for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Fifth inning, he retired a batter, allowed a walk, retired another, then allowed this RBI single. Sixth inning was three up, three down, and here in the seventh, he's just allowed the two singles. 2-1 the count, as Buonasetta will bring it home, but it misses away for ball number three. 3-1 the count, and I think for a lot of guys, it's just got to do with finding that location and finding what works for you. Pitching in different places and in different leagues, you know, you have to make adjustments to the batters that you're facing. Buonasetta certainly starting to find that adjustment. 3-1 the count to John now, and that pitch is just away for ball number four. And it's another walk for Buonasetta, but it had been a while since his last walk. You have to go all the way back to the fifth inning. And with that, Mike Spears will go out and have a chat with Buonasetta, who's up to 68 pitches in the game. And that pitch count getting up there, I mean, he's being used like a starter. And in a sense, he is. He started off the game in that fourth inning for the Rafters. He was their first pitcher of the day. And Preston Steiner, still warming up there in the bullpen, he was warming up back in the fifth inning after Buonasetta was really struggling early on. That fourth inning did not go his way. He allowed the three runs. And then started to find his stuff, and so Steiner kind of sat back down. But he's still hanging around there on the rubber. Not throwing right now, just sitting on the bullpen. First pitch on the way home to Caleb Daniel. Misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Caleb Daniel, my goodness, what a game he's having. 2-for-2 with a walk and a hit by pitch. He's reached four times today as a runner on first with two away in the seventh. 1-0 count. Hits the outside edge for strike number one. It's now 1-1. Daniel, the left-handed hitting left fielder, certainly helped being a lefty against a couple of righties. Well, the one righty today. Went up against the left-handed pitching Schultz yesterday, though. 1-1 the count on the way home. Misses outside for ball number two. And I'll tell you what, Schultz had looked good in those first two innings, but that third inning, a couple of defensive errors seemed to get in his head, and he wasn't able to work around it. Allowed the five runs, which gave Green Bay the lead. 2-1 the count, but before that, a pickoff move back to first base, and John slides head first back into the bag. Back in earlier in the seventh inning, Zage Lancaster singled, came around to score on the RBI single from Kaysen Consarina, and the 2-1 count is called for a strike to make it 2-2. But with Consarina on the bases, he was caught in a pickoff move by Buonasetta. So showing that he can keep runners on, Eric John over there at first might be a little more cautious before taking off. 2-2 the count, but he's taken off here. No throw, and the pitch in is called for strike number three anyways. Couldn't mess with Buonasetta, and he gets Caleb Daniel retired for the first time today. In the seventh inning, though, one run did come across for the Rockers. It came on two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It is 10-5 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the bottom of the seventh, and the Rafters down 5 runs here on WFHR. And, well, the offense has been clicking the last couple of innings, hoping to keep it rolling here as they do have a little bit of momentum going up against the Green Bay Rockers. Bottom of the seventh, it's 10-5 Green Bay. And back on the mound, Mac Yarbrough, he'll be taking on the Rafters 9-1-2 batters due up in the seventh. That's Royce Clayton Jr., Jake Beauchesne, and Kareem Arusevic. Clayton takes the first pitch outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Clayton, 1-for-3 in the game. He singled back in the third inning. That was last night before the suspension. He's 0-for-2 today and takes the 1-0 count in there for strike number one. 1-1 now the count. His last time up was a 5-4 fielder's choice in the fifth, and it was a 6-4 fielder's choice in the fourth. Well, he can't get a fielder's choice here. 1-1 the count, misses well outside for ball number two. You know, actually, I think he could. By technicality, if there was a grounder over towards third or something, and they threw it to second base despite no runner, I believe that would be a fielder's choice and not an error, even though there's no runner. 2-1 the count now to Clayton, and the pitch on the way misses outside for ball number three. 3-1 the count. I'm not sure about that, though. Of course, you'd never see that at this level in baseball. Maybe back if you were watching 8-year-olds play, though. Possible. 3-1 the count with Royce Clayton at the plate, and he swings and misses to bring it 3-2. Well, this game trying to get back into the hands of the Rafters, and Clayton does have a hit this one and trying to stay hot as he's recently started picking up a few more hits over the last couple of games. Three-game on-base streak, and a 3-2 count is sent high and well out of play. Keeps it 3-2. Now a four-game on-base streak for him, but it's nothing like some of the hit streaks and on-base streaks that we're seeing on the team. Eric Harper, after the double that he had in the sixth inning, he extended his hit streak to four straight games. 10-game on-base streak, make it 11 for Junior Barajas after his home run today, and that pitch taken outside for Royce Clayton Jr. for ball number four, and so a leadoff walk for the Rafters as he took that one on seven pitches. So not only did he get on base, but he took seven pitches from the man on the mound. That is huge for the Rafters. Talking about streaks, Madden Akko has a four-game hit streak. And another guy, Hiroto Kobayashi, he has been red hot for the Rafters, but he's sitting out this game as the first pitch to Jake Beauchesne is in there for strike number one. Kobayashi, a four-game hit streak, and he's reached base in his last 13 consecutive. Well, like I mentioned, not in the lineup tonight, at least this afternoon, I should say, is the 0-1 count. Misses for ball number one, a 1-1 count. There is a second leg to this doubleheader, scheduled for 30 minutes after the conclusion of this game. You're in the bottom of the seventh. It's 10-5 Rockers. Runner on first. Pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. At the plate, Jake Beauchesne, right-handed hitting left fielder. You talk about players that are hot. Beauchesne, 2-for-3 in the game with a walk. That's coming off of back-to-back games with home runs. 2-1 count. Misses away for ball number three. Now 3-1. So even though he doesn't have a home run today, he's trying to reach for his fourth time. He flew out to left field back in the sixth inning. That was the first time he was retired. Clayton faking like he's going to take off. 3-1 the count on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number two. And Beauchesne was trying to send that one over the left field wall again. The Rafters have not had a batter hit a home run in three straight games this season. Beauchesne could do it if he hits one in this game. But only a couple more chances for him. If that, this might be his last one, but Rafters hoping not so. 3-2 the count. After a pickoff move to first base kept Clayton on the bag. Righty-lefty matchup with Yarbrough on the mound. And runner taking off from first. It's inside for ball number four. Back-to-back walks on full counts for the Rafters. Jake Beauchesne over to first. Clayton over to second, and now the Rafters have two on with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Puts the tying runner in the hole now, and so it's getting closer, and the left-handed hitting Kareem Arusovic stepping into the batter's box. Back in the sixth inning, the Rafters had the tying runner at the plate, Landon Gaz, but he struck out swinging and didn't get any runs there. They left them loaded, and then the Rockers added another run in the top of the seventh. First pitch to Arusovic is going to hit him, or no, it didn't. They say that missed him and goes all the way to the backstop. Arusovic dodging out of the way, and it's a wild pitch which allows Clayton and Beauchesne to move a base forward. At the plate, Arusovic was kind of waving at the runner saying, hey, that didn't hit me. Go, go, go. Officially goes in as a wild pitch. The Rafters now two runners in scoring position with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Down five runs, and hey, the Rafters, they've scored runs in each of the last three innings, trying to make it four in a row, and that pitch taken high for ball number two to Arusovic. Arusovic today is 2-for-2 after going 0-for-2 to start this game last night. So 2-for-4 in the game in total. His two hits today, both singles, and one was an RBI, one he scored a run on. 2-0 count is taken on the lower part of the zone for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count, and the wind starting to blow further in from the center field wall towards home plate. Picking up a little bit here, 2-1 the count, and Arusovic trying to make something happen. That pitch taken for strike number two on the lower outside part. 2-2 the count. Avery Duncan warming up for the Green Bay Rockers in their bullpen. Preston Steiner is still sitting there over on the mound for the Rafters. Kind of crouched down. 2-2 the count. It's off the end of the bat towards the second baseman. Not going to have time to throw it home by Ania over to first. Got Arusovic, but it's an RBI on the 4-3 ground out. Rafters now make it a four-run game. 10-6 in the bottom of the seventh. Jake Beauchesne goes over to third base, and Royce Clayton Jr. comes home to score. So, ends up being a positive plate appearance for the Rafters. Wild pitch, and then an RBI. Brings up Carson McIntyre, looking to break out of his cold streak. 0-4 in this game, and three of those on strikeouts. This is his fourth time at the plate today after the game was suspended last night. This pitch fouled back, brings it 0-1. Rafters looking to snap a seven-game losing streak while Green Bay looks to keep some of their first-half momentum rolling. The second half hasn't quite gone their way, but they have been hot leading into this game and trying to keep that rolling along as they want that momentum for the playoffs. They did clinch a playoff spot back in the first half. 0-1 count, misses outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Green Bay on a two-game win streak. They've won their last two, trying to extend it to three in this first game. On third base, Jake Beauchesne. That's the only runner the Rafters have with one out. 1-1 count. This one's hit towards deep center field. Should be deep enough. And here comes Beauchesne from third. It's caught. Sacrifice fly, and the Rafters make it a three-run game. So the Rafters, another two runs here in the bottom of the seventh. It's 10-7. And back-to-back RBIs have cleared the bases. Brings up Eric Harper to the plate with nobody on and two away in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters down 10-7. Harper, the right-handed hitting third baseman, showed off the power yet again and the speed back on a right-center field double back in the sixth inning. First pitch to him, misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. He is 1-for-3 on the game with a walk and that double. 1-0 the count on the way home. It's in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Harper. It is first home run as a Rafter last game, back two nights ago. 1-1 the count on the way. It's fouled back. And now a 1-2 count to Harper. Harper batting 261 on the season entering this game. So he's a little bit above his batting average right now, going 1-for-3. Trying to extend it even further. 1-2 the count on the way home. Misses all the way to the backstop as it goes 2-2. Well, the Rafters, nobody on base, so that pitch does just as much damage as one that missed by an inch. Two and two count to the right-handed hitting Rafters third baseman. Righty-lefty matchup with Yarbrough on the mound. 2-2 count, swing and a miss for strike number three, and that takes care of Eric Harper. So the Rafters, another two runs. They've scored multiple runs in the last three consecutive innings. They score the two runs on no hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left nobody on base. We head to the top of the eighth. It is 10-7, the lead for the Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We're now into the eighth inning, and it's just a three-run gap between these two teams. 10-7, the Rockers lead as the Rafters do turn to a new pitcher on the mound. It's Preston Steiner coming in for A.J. Buonasetta, as Buonasetta ended up going four complete innings, and not too bad after a rough first inning. He started bringing it in a lot and looked really good to close it out. So hands it off to Preston Steiner, who's looking to get back on track, similar to the way that Buonasetta did. And I talked about it a little bit earlier, as Buonasetta had entered this game really struggling, and Steiner has as well, but he's got a chance to turn it around, and sometimes it just takes one appearance to get your confidence back, as Steiner missed the first pitch for ball number one, the second one as well, a 2-0 count. J.P. Peltier leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Green Bay Rockers. He's 1-for-4 in the game, and a 2-0 count from the left-handed pitching Steiner. It's a righty-lefty matchup, and the pitch on the way is a little bit upstairs to bring it 3-0. And Steiner, you just got to be able to get out of your head right now, because it's his fourth appearance of the year, and just trying to get back into the mental game. It can be tough whenever you face struggles like this, as that one misses away for ball number four. Leadoff walk to J.P. Peltier. And I was just saying this in the break off the air. Steiner's stuff looks good. He has the talent to be able to be a successful pitcher. But right now, it seems like some of these fundamental mechanics he gets in his head a little bit too much on, and he's just missing his spot right now. And the first pitch to Colin Helms is in there for strike number one. And so it's not a matter of him not being talented. It's a matter of just putting it together all at once. And that's what you're waiting to see from him. And it can really just be one outing that gets him feeling confident. 0-1 the count. It's fouled back and over the press box in an 0-2 count. And he's got an 0-2 lead in the count here. So now going to try and make that work for him with Helms at the plate. It's a lefty-lefty matchup on first, J.P. Peltier. And we do have a final line for the previous pitcher as well, as that one misses in the dirt in front of Barajas, not able to pick it up, and the runner taking off for second base, and a 1-2 count to Colin Helms. So J.P. Peltier on second base with a stolen bag. He was taken off before the pitch missed low. Took a while for Barajas to find it, but didn't matter. 1-2 the count on the way to Helms. And this one is ripped foul down the first base line, and it remains 1-2. So Steiner on the season, his numbers really highly inflated right now in very limited innings. He's gone just one inning in his three appearances, and two of those he wasn't able to record an out in. So that's what you're really looking at right now. It's just getting those outs. Having a lead in a count is certainly going to help. A 1-2 count here. Steiner looking back towards second. Now brings the pitch home, but it misses outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Runner on second base is J.P. Peltier after stealing that bag. 2-2 count on the way home. Steiner looks back to second, brings it in, and this one's a fly ball out towards right field. Highly hit, and the wind pushing it back in. It's going to be caught in right field. Now the throw from McIntyre, but it was a little bit off the line, and so a smart cutoff by Carlson. It wouldn't have got there. Well, it would have got there, but it would have been off the line. And now a one out in the ninth inning, F9, but it was a productive out as J.P. Peltier advanced over to third base. So a runner 90 feet away from scoring in the top of the eighth inning for the Rockers. They lead 10-7, one away, and at the plate, the right-handed hitting Joe Minella. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Steiner on the mound. First pitch on the way is sent over to third, and it's under the glove of Eric Harper. Can't pick it up, and it's into left field. So Joe Minella on to first base on the E5, and it was hit right there at Eric Harper, but just went under the glove, didn't put it on the ground, and sends home J.P. Peltier. So now at the plate, David Bionillo with a runner on first and one out in the top of the eighth inning. Will be an unearned run for now, and the right-handed hitting Bionilla looking to keep sending the runs home as the first pitch to him misses inside for ball number one. And a guy trying to find his confidence on the mound, Preston Steiner, making errors like that certainly don't help. Runner taking off from first. It's a check swing, and it bounces away from Barajas. And it's going to be called a strike on Bionilla as he went around on it, but the pitch missed in the dirt, and it allowed the stolen base from